Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, time to dole out some thank yous before we wrap up the magnificent Sports Equinox Monday edition of You Better You Bet. With all our bets for tonight in the world of sports, that'll include a four-leg Sports Equinox parlay and, of course, side total and props for the Chiefs and the Commanders on Monday Night Football. Zero guests on the show today. And the 5 o'clock open was led by Aronde Gadsden. F-minus performance by our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Our pineapple of the day, Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales. Our engineer, Jake Hassan. Our video producer, God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown. And our associate producer, she did a solid job today, Addie Bates. Coming up after us is a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our friend Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, the one, the only. He's smiling off camera in a really cheesy fashion, getting ready to be put on camera. It's a fake smile. Our friend Brad Evans. Brad, happy Monday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. These pearly whites are clean.
Well, your teeth do look good. Also, it's a fake smile, but the teeth do look good. Brad, if you got a four-legger, just need it to be quick. What is your best bet for tonight in the world of sports? A lot going on.
Oh, heck no. It's not going to be a four-legger by any stretch of the imagination. I got to go with my guy, Bershard Smith. I'm going to go the alt market. I see he gets three or more receptions at plus 155. Yeah, I got seduced by that juice. A guy's done this in four straight games. I know he's running a south of 10 routes per game, but look at the matchup. Washington not exactly posting a lot of resistance defensively. They're number 24 in dropback EPA. Defense are going to 3.7 receptions per game just to the running back position. A trio of backs have hit the three receptions mark against them. Bershard Smith's role has been growing. Look at the snap share. It's been steadily climbing here the last 4 weeks. Got to be more of the same. As long as the Commanders are competitive, he gets three or more grabs, and I hopefully cashing in again at a cool plus 155.
And what's going to happen, Brad?
I'm going to get seduced by the juice. What do you mean? What's going to happen? I'm missing something.
Right. That's right. You are. No, that's it. That's it. Have a great show tonight, my friend.
I got it right. Yay.
You got it right. Have a great show. It's like, bye.
You want me to hit? All right. Xavier Worthy over 4.5 rush yards. I'm out.
We have you on the show every day. I'm like, have a great show, Brad. And then you go and then you give the bet and you say, what just happened?
It was not all that emphatic. Usually you have a little bit more life, a little bit more pep. And that clues me in. It's like, all right, it's my time to go. You're like, have a great show.
You know what? I'll take the L on this one. Brad, have a great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
Xavier Worthy over a half a rush attempt. I'm doubly out.
Brad Evans is out. Let me tell you something. He's bald. All right. Time for all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Bet MGM tonight. I just wanted to say that he has no hair. All our bets for tonight. We need Jake the Snake. Well, before we do that, actually, Bill has turned his camera on. I guess that means it's time for our social submissions, Bill. What do the real ones have for us today?
All right, Nick, I got four for you here. I'm going to do two for Monday Night Football and two Equinox parlays. Reed Phillips Rad says the play is Worthy over 3.5 rushing yards. He's topped this every game this season in which Travis Kelce didn't knock him out. HB Sports Videos, I took the 5.5 under for Debo on rushing yards. May get one carry or none. If he gets one carry, it's likely under 5.5. Here's the two Equinoxes from Twitter. Benny R11, Rashee Rice first touchdown, Ohtani home run, Chet first basket, and the Senators to win, because I don't know enough about hockey to make any decent long shot bet on it. And Sean Delby, Springer 1+ stolen base, Justin Falk 2 shots on goal, Wemby 2 steals, and Marcus Mariota under 194.5 passing yards. So there you go, a little sample from the real ones.
All right, let's play this game. Tyler, everyone have your... What team, Femi may know, what team does Justin Falk play for?
Well, there's only two games tonight, so I think we can narrow this
playing.
Down. So,
I don't know who's okay. playing.
I will guess Boston.
No, 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 you don't get to guess. You know the teams that are playing. Okay, I don't. Can't guess.
Okay, I got you.
Well, that's all right, so everyone type in the hockey team that you think it is, and we'll see who gets closest, like, geographically. Tyler says the St. Louis Blues. I will say the Anaheim Ducks. Jake says the Columbus Blue Jackets. Bill, what is your actual guess? You just going to be an ass all show? Bill wrote the St. Louis Rams. I mean, honestly,
it's a negative contribution
to the show today. Yes, Bill, I got the joke. Yes, I got
the joke.
I
don't think you did.
Yes. What team does he play for? Who does he play for?
I said St. Louis, so I don't know.
Wow, Tyler pulled that out of his derriere.
No, that was just a guess. We don't know who he plays for. We have to, the Blues isn't the answer, is it?
Oh, it's not.
Like, I can Google
Justin Falk.
Yeah,
NHL.
It
Justin
is the Blues.
Falk
oh,
plays
it is
for,
the Blues.
It's St. Louis.
It's the Blues.
It is the Blues. Look at that.
Okay, we're way behind. Jake, please drop the dope ass beat. All right, it is the best time of year to be a sports fan. Football, baseball, basketball, and hockey all on the slate tonight. To celebrate, we're giving you not one but two parlay boost tokens to enjoy on any sport. Place your parlay and make this sports equinox one to remember. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the app and please gamble responsibly. All right. Sports Equinox, Femi, you will be responsible for the hockey leg. What is the hockey leg for the You Better You Bet Sports Equinox parlay?
Evgeny Malkin to score a goal plus 235 over at BetMGM. I think he lights the lamp tonight. Been taking a lot of shots. Legendary player. Let's go, Evgeny Malkin.
All right, Geno Malkin to score a goal. I'm going to give my NBA bets for tonight. You tell me which one you like the most. I'm just going to flip side.
I got a banger NBA one, too, for a leg. If somebody wants like a real nice juicer on the parlay.
All right, yeah. So hold on. I got to go to Femi. Just give a baseball bet here. I'm just going to just to the NBA injury reports because, like, you know how this works. Yeah. That old chestnut.
Yeah, I don't know why I said that, Jake. But Dodgers money line minus 200 for me. I think the Dodgers are going to win this one. I don't know if I want to lay this minus 200 in itself. I will have that in my sports Equinox parlay. But I do like the Dodgers to win tonight because I think the Dodgers win this series in 5.
All right, some NBA thoughts for me tonight. And I'm just opening up the board here. Okay, so where's Orlando? All right, Orlando's a 6.5-point favorite in Philly. We knew that Paul George was going to be out. That's not a surprise. Embiid's out as well. Not a surprise. Jalen Suggs is going to play. So I think that without Embiid and without Paul George, Philly's going to run at a breakneck pace. That's how they're playing games when Embiid's not on the court. And I don't think you can get away with that with a team as good defensively as Orlando. I think Orlando's going to like shove them in a locker tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, and this is Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Like, Suggs is going to be on Maxi, and then it's just like shut down Edgecombe. Like, how are they going to score? I think Orlando wins by double digits. So I like the Orlando Magic. That would be bet number one. The Hawks are starting to get bet now on the road in Chicago because Jalen Johnson, Kristaps Porzingis, and Zachary Risache are all in. I do like Atlanta laying it. I also don't mind Atlanta as a money line parlay piece minus 150. The Houston Rockets are 15.5-point favorites against the Brooklyn Nets. Both of these teams have not won a game. I think the Rockets might win like 110-78. Cam Thomas just scored 40. Yeah. Now here's the length of the Houston Rockets to slow you down. I think the Rockets win by 20-plus against the Brooklyn Nets. Who's out? So I guess Zion's out for New Orleans because that got steamed out. Yep, he's out. We'll avoid that game with the Celtics and the Pelicans. Okay, for Dallas, the Mavericks are without Gafford and Lively. Aw, man. I wanted to bet Dallas with the thought being like this would be like a good defensive game. I don't know if I can do it. So nothing with Dallas. I'll tell you what, last NBA bet for tonight. Fallen hero spot. Timberwolves +6.5 without Anthony Edwards against the Nuggets. Yes?
Yeah. I love that.
Pick which one.
He's out
you
2 weeks
like the
for
most.
The hamstring.
Pick which one you like the best.
T-Wolves? Yeah, Minnesota. Yeah, Minnesota for
okay,
me.
I like all those.
NBA fallen hero.
Okay.
Yeah, fallen hero for me.
Let's be really quick with Femi's Island. I'll be super. Well, we got to do the side and total of the game. But yeah, this has been
correct.
This managed.
Also,
terrible.
I do like Shane Goon triple double at +800. I think Shane Goon goes off on that Brooklyn Nets defense.
I'm laying the Chiefs -10.
We will be Oppo Taco. I like Commanders. I took 11.5 this morning. I just think Washington is able to keep this game somewhat competitive. So I like Washington.
All right, so let's go Washington by 11, and we both win. I'm laying the Chiefs -10. Femi will take 11.5 with the Washington Commanders. All right, let's head to Femi's Island for the first touchdown scorers.
We don't have a lot of time to play the imaging because we're up against it a little bit. But for the Washington Commanders, give me the guy that's the trigger man. The island boy himself, the flying Hawaiian, Marcus Mariota at 22-1 to be your first TD scorer. And for the Chiefs, on National Tight End Day, everyone's all about Travis Kelce, the all-time great. But we have an island double cross, 25 shades of gray, as Noah Gray at 25-1 will be your first TD scorer. So it's Mariota and Gray, and I'll see you on the island.
Oh, I love that. 25 Shades of Grey is spectacular. All right, let's get to the Prop King.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Kostos. All hail King Kostos.
All hail King Kostos.
Worship me, slugs. By the way, what did Femi's Island think of who was the best tight end on Sunday Night Football last night?
Tucker Kraft, man, our favorite.
I can't even say Tucker Kraft without thinking about the way you say Tucker Kraft and the Femi's Island boys. It's spectacular. All right. Okay. These are a little off the beat. So I like Debo over 41.5 receiving yards, but let's get a little crazier. So last week, this is actually courtesy of our pal John Daigle, who writes for Establish the Run. He's reading his write-up of the game. And he noted that last week, when the Chiefs were up big against the Raiders, Rashard Smith, the rookie running back, got a ton of carries at the end of the game because the Chiefs were up big and Hunt and Pacheco both came out. So in order to like this bet, you kind of have to agree with my handicap that the Chiefs are going to win. If you like Femi's bet, then maybe not, right? If you think Washington is going to keep it close. I think the Chiefs are going to be up at the end, and the same thing's going to happen. So let's do Rashard Smith over 7.5 rushing yards. I just want to see what the price is here on this bet. If you could find a Rashard Smith last touchdown score, which I don't see at BetMGM, or Rashard Smith anytime, I like for the Kansas City Chiefs as well. Tyquan Thornton, also not bad. We'll see everybody tomorrow on a Tuesday. Until then, for Femi Abebefe, I'm Nick Kostos wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's up, guys? It's Candace Dillard-Bassett, former Real Housewife of Potomac.
And I'm Michael Arsenault, author of the New York Times bestseller, I Can't Date Jesus. And this is Undomesticated, the podcast where we aren't just saying the quiet parts out loud.
We're putting it all on the kitchen table and inviting you to the function. If you're ready for some bold takes and a little bit of chaos, welcome to Undomesticated. Follow and listen to Undomesticated, available wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.